You're listening to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Le'ilei Nishmas HaMother Chayrucha Bas David Tzvi. And I'm going to do a very quick piece on Parshas Va'eschanan. And I'm not going to share such a chiddush with this midrash, but it's, I think, a somewhat not well-known midrash, a little bit of a hidden midrash. And it's a treasure because of some of the things that we do that are sourced in it, I believe. So let's take a look at midrash in Devarim Rabbah. Parsha Beis Simin Lamed Aleph, and the Midrash says as follows. So commenting on Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Halacha Adam Yisrael Shekar Kriyashma Velo Diktik Biyasi Yaseh Ma'ase Yaseh Yedecha Vaso. Someone who reads Kriyashma but isn't careful about the letters. So what should he is he Yotzei Kach Shenu Chacham Kor Velo Diktik Biyasi Yaseh Rabbi Yosi Amar Yatzer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yatzer. So that's Machlokas. That's the quote. Beis Diktik Biyasi Yaseh Mudenu Baseinu Bechol Vavechem Mitzarech Lafresh Bein Lamed Lamed. He explains, goes into some detail of how we have to differentiate and separate and not have words run into each other. Remember, Yehuda Bershem Rav, B'mahaya Kore Shema Mahalif, Tzarek L'kabal Machal Shemayim, Umad, that, you know, a person is going, so he needs to actually be Makabal Machal Shemayim, accept upon him the yoke of the kingship of heaven while standing. Ve'ezuhu Machal Shemayim, and what is the Malchus Shemayim? What is that part? Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. When you say Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, that is being Makabal Machal Shemayim. And now the Midrash says, "Mehechon zochah Yisrael likros Shema," and from where were Klal Yisrael zochah to read Shema? It's an interesting question. What does that mean? So, Amar Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama mimatan Torah zochah Yisrael likros Shema. Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama says they were zochah to Kriyas Shema from matan Torah. Ketzad? How so? So, at motzei lo pesach Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'sinai tchila ela b'davar zeh, because you find that Hashem didn't open up any statement, any dibur, any commandments at Har Sinai until he said this thing. Amar lahem, what would Hashem say to them? He said to them, Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and then etc. Nanu, Hulan, Vamru, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And they all responded together, Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Umosha Amar, and then Moshe would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoli Olam Ba'ed. That's the first opinion. Then Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Banai Kol Ma Shebarasi Barasi Zugos Shemayim Va'aretz Zugos, and it goes on to a different thing that connects to Shema. That everything is in pairs, and Hashem says, But Kvodi, Aval Kvodi, Echad Miuchad Ba'olam, my Kvod is unique in the world, Minayin, where we know, Mashakrinu B'nin Shemayim, we saw Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because we see that even though everything else is in pairs, Shemayim Va'aretz, the sun and the moon, heaven and earth, men and women, this world and the next world. But what is one? Everything's in twos. What's one? Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But I want to go to that first opinion, that first interpretation, that where's the first time we have Shema Yisrael? Where Klal Yisrael Zochah to Shema Yisrael? That was actually part of the expression of the Aseret Dibros. That before each of the Aseret Dibros, Hashem would say, Shema Yisrael. And everyone would listen. Then he would say, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisach Mitzrayim V'Beis Avadim. And everyone would respond, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then Moshe would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. And then the next time, Hashem would say, Shema Yisrael. And then Hashem would continue, Lo Yelam Echarim HaPlana, you should not have any other gods. And then Klal Yisrael would respond, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then Moshe would respond with Baruch Shem. And that's what this midrash says. So what can we do with this midrash, or where do we see it in practicality? So first of all, there's the minhag Ashkenaz, also minhag Sfar, just not Edat HaMizrach, is that when we take out the Torah on Shabbos, at least Shabbos and Yantif, so we before we bring it out, after the Torah is taken out, we turn and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, of course, Matan Torah, we keep that going with our Kriyas HaTorah. There's a lot of things that happen during Kriyas HaTorah that are done to imitate what happened at Matan Torah. The positioning of the bima being like a har, and the number of people that they're supposed to stand at the mountain represent the different parties that were there at the time. So, and many people have the custom to stand during Kriyas HaTorah for that purpose because it's a little bit of a matan Torah. So it's very fitting that when you take out the Torah, at least on Shabbos and Yantiv, to say Shema Yisrael, because according to this midrash, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, was actually said at Matan Torah. Of course, also we know that after we say Shema Yisrael, when we say Shema, we follow up with the pasuk Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Soli Olam Ve'ed, which is not found in the Chumash. In Parshas Ve'eschanan, we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then it goes right to V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha V'chol Nefeshecha V'chol Yedecha. We don't have Baruch Shem, and there are a few different sources in Chazal for where Baruch Shem came from. Whether it's the sons, or actually Yaakov saying it back to his sons when they said Shema. But here's one source over here that Moshe said Baruch Shem after Klal Yisrael finished up Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And so that's another source for our minhag to say Baruch Shem after Shema. And just one more point, which is it's a line from a very famous Zemer on Shabbos, Yom Shabbason, which I believe was written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi. And Yom Shabbason, there's a line, which is what we'll point out, that one of the main themes of that Zemer is Matan Torah. There's a lot speaking about Luchos and Nasev and Ishma. And in the paragraph, Vo Chulam Vivris Yacha, Nasev and Ishma Amru Ke'echad, we said Nasev and Ishma together. And then there's a line, Ufas Chuvianu Hashem Echad. And they opened up and answered Hashem Echad. And we say, Baruch Anosin Layoyev Koach. What does that mean? They opened up and responded, Hashem Echad. What's that talking about? So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda Levi was referring to this midrash over here, where at each dibor of the Aseres HaDibros, they responded, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is how they're makabal the Aseres HaDibros, and they're makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim with Shema, and it's not just referenced when we take out the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov and say Shema, and it's not just referenced in when we say Baruch Shem after we say Kriya Shema, or in the middle of Kriya Shema, but it's also reflected in this Zemer.